It's a joy in my heart that God has given me in my latter years to have a girls' academy. Girls, come on up here, please, Miss Crystal. Y'all have heard me talk about it before we even had a student or anybody to enroll in our academy, and now we're doing it. Pray for me. I'd like to, we just had two more ladies come on to help us. I'd like to get another one. We're expanding the dorm room. The opportunities are unreal. I have someone right now I'd like to enroll, but I just can't. Now, I do not take government funds. I'll never take government funds. Neither can I take a government license. Even though we're set up legally, CLA, Christian Law Association, and we're a member of the North Carolina Christian School Association, Joe Haas down here in Goldsboro. We're also part of the non-public schools of North Carolina. So we're legal. We got everything in order like that. But I'll never, I can't. If I ever take a license, that means I don't have this. My license is the King James Bible. Amen. That's my authority. That's how I can live, exist, and preach and do what we do. The day you tell me I can't preach to these girls, you can get out of my office. Amen. The day I can't pray with them, the day I can't try to train them as Christian young ladies and dress like ladies, well, you can get out of my office. Amen. And so, I mean, I love people, and I don't want to be mean, but you got to have something in there to believe, amen. I want to preach already, I can tell, all right? So we are very fortunate. This is Miss Crystal. Come here, Miss Crystal. I never heard of it. Tell them how God opened up the door for you to come and start helping. She was my first staff person in it's been over 3 years now. Yes, sir. Yes,
like he said, it's been 3 years ago. The Lord moved me from a school that I was teaching in. The door shut there. All the kids had went homeschooling, and the Lord started burdening my heart to stay in full-time ministry. And I wanted to make my life count for the Lord and stay in the center of His perfect will. So I started praying about that. And a couple of weeks later, my pastor and I met with Brother Jimmy. And we started praying that God would provide the way and the means and stuff. And at that time, there was a church that had a missionary come off the field, and he donated money to that church, and that church gave some of that money for me to start to be a staff on there, and I want to thank the Lord for that. God has a specific purpose and a specific plan for every one of our lives, and I want to thank the Lord that He let me find that, and He let me stay in the center of His will, because that's exactly where I want to be. There's perfect peace, there's happiness, there's blessings, and I just want to thank the Lord for that.
You know, you find that purpose for your life and just get involved. And you'll find contentment there where you do it. Ashley, come up here. We get Ashley to testify because she's our next graduate. And she may go off to college. We may not let her. I think I'm going to put a weight around her. She's a very good helper and we're real proud of her. And we've had three graduates from our Christian school, and one of them's these good folks' his niece, Amanda. I think she was here before. And is that Granny back there, too? That's Granny back there. She's smiling like a possum. But anyway, I've never seen this possum smile, but everybody says it. I ain't kissed one lately. But anyway, Amanda's at Crown College. She's one of their niece. She graduated, and she's a doctor. She graduated with honors, graduated ahead of time. She's all right. She's graduating. Soon, we got another one back here, and these girls, Amanda told me this. She said, Brother Jimmy, she said, I used to go to school and sleep. She said, I used to sleep. She said, one day I woke up, I sleep in class, there's 15 of us asleep. I can't imagine having a class and let kids sleep. It won't happen at Farmer. Forget that mess. Amen, I'll promise you that. I may be asleep, but they can't sleep, all right? I don't know. These girls know I enjoy working. We work together a lot. I love to work with the girls. But they're not lazy. They're structured. We get them up at a certain time. They go to bed at a certain time. Some teenagers don't know how to dress. Some teenagers don't know how to eat. Some teenagers don't even, they're couch potatoes. Some teenagers stay up. We don't have TV there. They don't have cell phones. They don't have internet, that kind of mess. I personally don't believe a kid 12, 13, 14, 15 need a cell phone. I don't. I think some adults don't need one because they about run into you. Promise y'all. Am I in a hurry tonight, preacher? Okay, I'll give a double header tonight. All right. charge you half price. How's that? All right. But I was coming down the road, I promise you, from my house. It's a two-lane road. And I looked down there, and there was a person in my lane just getting it right at me. And I said, well, there's a ditch over here, and I can't go over there. And I said, what am I going to do? So I swung over there. I hate to say it, but it was a woman. Or the long-haired man. One or the other, amen. She went right by me, the lane I was supposed to be in, 60 miles an hour. That's cell phone. Didn't even know I was there. Well, I don't know why I told that, but anyway, I love women. Amen. Love y'all. All right. I don't want to get mad at me. But actually, how did I get on that? I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure either. Amen. Y'all made me. All right. But anyway, we're proud of Ashley. She's doing real good in our school and fixed to graduate. She got one more. We use a School of Tomorrow, ACE curriculum out of Texas. And Ashley likes one more pace. And it's math. And we're having to pull it out of her. But she's going to get it, amen. I tell her one day she's going to marry a man with money. You better learn how to do math, amen. Well, women don't know how to use money. But anyway, I don't know why I'm saying all this stuff. They don't know how to add, but we'll leave that alone, all right? I'm fixing to go home, I can tell. You want to say something? I better shut up, Evan. I love to laugh, and if you don't love to laugh, well, wait the next week. All right. Come on over here, stand in front of this thing, say something.
I just want to thank the Lord for saving me and for sending me to Farmer because I needed to be here, but I wouldn't admit it. I was too rebellious. And I tried to fight my parents from sending me here, and it just didn't work out. And I'm so glad because it was God. He was making it work out for me to come here because I really needed to be here. And since I've been here, I'm so thankful for Him changing my desires and answering my prayers and working in my life and just opening my eyes and taking off all the blinders that the devil had on me. And I mean, it's just like a whole new world when I come to Farmer. And everything I've learned my whole life growing up is just completely different, and I'm thankful for it because it's a lot better, and I'm just thankful for everything that the Lord's done for me.
Amen. I ask you to pray for them because everybody's got needs. You have needs. We have needs. These girls have needs. Thank God for a safe place, a secure place, a scriptural place where they can come, and a separated place. That's what we got. And got great opportunities to help. Girls, you ready to quote some scripture? This is Gretchen. Isn't she pretty? Everybody thinks that's my granddaughter. Okay? But these girls, we love them. Y'all sing some songs and do scripture, all right? Let me get out of the way.
The Romans wrote.
Romans 3:10. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Romans 3:23. For all have sinned to come short of the glory of God. Romans 5:8. But God commended his love toward us in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 10:9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath risen from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Romans 10:13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen.
Amen.
In my own strength, I am so weak. Nothing I do will last. But with power from you, Lord, everything that I do will be here when time has passed. Lord, King. I claim Jesus first, and that's enough for